we're holding on the run, the Chaf and the Beis, about halfway down the page, beginning of the line, B'nai Ema. Samora said there's B'nai Tesha Midas, these children which come from these nine unions. Lashon Yira, Shematul Ema al Ishtoi, he creates a atmosphere of fear that the Hizokic Lashon to have intimate relations with her, even though she's not, doesn't want right now. And that affects the children. That's what he's acting improperly. A person who pressures the person to his wife to have relations is a chayte. So that's greed, that's even worse than the case of just creating an atmosphere of fear. The b'nei emol have anusa mam, she's not physically forcing her, but anusa marish b'sha'onzel l'gamri. When the more said there's nine, really there's ten, the b'nei emol b'nei anusa count as one. They're fairly similar. To Rabbi Levi, Omer Tesha Midas, Protan after Moitza Esther. He says there's nine, really there's ten. So these two count as one. And in the Simon, they both go under the letter Aleph. Then you had Bnei Snua, Shesoino, Mitorkach, Nusin Daita, Alisha Acheris. So he's thinking about other women, even though he's being niskak to her right now. So that's the sin samach. If you count, there's ten. What? If you count them in the nine, yeah. You count the total cases, there's ten cases. But in Nidui Shabbalah, Kashum and Nuzi, he has relations with her when he's in a state of Nidui, of Kherim. B'nei Tzimura. Shabbat al Achaz Minosha, because Serva Shi Tzurasa. I mean, he. It could be even, you know, but it wasn't necessarily done intentionally. He thought he had the other woman. Okay, b'nei Meriva, Shabbi She'eno Yisoyno, Shahis Meriva b'nei Lefisha. He doesn't hate her, but they just had a fight. B'nei Shichrus, Shemitach Shichrus, Eino Noisin Daito Lishtoi. So he's not focusing on the being with his wife. He's just having it becomes a physical act. B'nei Grush is Aleib, Shigomer Meliba Lagar. She already decided to divorce her. She has the chutzpah to ask for the relations. The Mora says, no, you find that that's considered a maila. Call them Shisha Tavato, Kaleya, Shiyotza, Lifayakiv, Ramaloy, Elai Tavoy, that she requested that he should come to her. You see, with Bnei Yisachar, Yodei Vina Leitim, they created men with have a tremendous level of understanding beyond the generation of the Midbar.
I can see it though. What, they created men?
The Marti Yatsuye. So that means that she does it, and not saying it explicitly. Shemafato is Bidiri Ritsu Yapivis. She convinces him. Shaloi Omra, Kalei Shaloi Omra LeYakov. El Losub Oyolo. He just said she should come to her tent. Abaloshe Day Tevata Befeh, but she was Teveya. The Ma'aseh Bia Befeh. That's the Bnei Chatzufa, which is one of the Bnei Tesha Midas, which is negative.
The truth is, you only ate once, right?
Hadrulof Ve'elam Not Teveya Befeh. Zayt Mishnah. Arba Nadorim Hitir Chachamim. Okay, Hitir Chachamim over here means that the Chachamim did not, like we had in the previous Mishnah cases, where the Chachamim required that they go through a process of Hatorah. But these cases, they're automatically Mutter, which means Midaraisa, they're not a Neder. The Chachamim did not feel a need to intervene and change that status. Nidrei Zruzin. The first one is the Mishnah doesn't say all four, and we can go through them one by one. Nidrei Zruzin, Nidrei Havoy, Nidrei Shkagas, Nidrei Einsim, Nidrei Einsim. Nidrei Zruzin Ketzad. So what's the case of Nidrei Zruzin? That the net over here wasn't, it was just to move the process along. Ketzad. Heimer Hechepitz. They were haggling over a price. And he says, I'm not going under a seller. So, and if I go under a seller, then your money will be usher on me. I won't accept the money less. If the money is less than a seller, it's usher on me as a kainim. Another one says no, that I'm not going to benefit from the item if I pay more than a shekel, which is a half a seller. So shneim roitzim b'shlosh nedarim. So they're trying to convince the other party that their position is serious, so therefore they will move down or move up from the price and compromise on three dinarim. In lashon of the Gemara, Mishnah Gemara, a sell is four dinarim and a shekel is two dinarim. In lashon haTorah, the shekel of the Torah is the sell of the Gemara. So the shekel of the Gemara is half of the shekel of the Torah uses. So in the shekel of the Torah, there's four dinarim in it. That's the sell of the Gemara. So they want three dinarim. They're both moving towards the mid price, which will be three dinarim. But they're saying the Mizar is they're pressuring the other side. Now the other three will be explained on the upcoming Mishnayos. Not that the Chacham intervened in Ramat of them, but the Chacham are saying that they are mutter, and the Chacham do not have any need to require a Torah. So the Chacham said that they're mutter. His netter wasn't, he really wants to make this thing answer. His netter was that he wants to convince the person to move along, which that's how they, that standard procedure. Did you have boy? So what's that case? Netter shed a klum. So the word havoy means it's nothing. Shomer v'shayis b'targumin havoy ubur. So bur is empty, like an empty a field which has not been plowed, and the havoy is it's nothing. Okay, so the Javoy is when they make the shardos of Guzma, and the Mishnah will say later on that he says, if that lion wasn't the size of five houses, this food is also on me. Yeah. He doesn't mean the size of five houses. Right. Okay, Kadam Shani Pachas Lacha, Kadam Dama Alai. This, your money will be also in me if I sell it less than four dinar. And he said, "Kaidim sheni moisim b'chala shekel." Kaidim hameka galai says the item will be also in me. Even he moisim liktos b'yester mishekel shu shtei dinar. If I pay more than two, so he's saying it's also if I get less than four. He's saying it's also if I pay more than two. So he says shnei amroitzim mishloshet dinar. The reality is that they're going to the middle points. His goal is to get to three, but you don't say that you want. You don't say that you want three because the fellow will bargain down from three. The reason why he said four and he made this netter was to push the fellow above two. If she asked him the shloisha, he should agree with three. He also understands it should be three. When he's coming, Ella Lazar is a marker, she asks him Lakach that the marker should come down from four. The time of the mills of the fish darkens from marker Lakach, Makach, Shemach, you like Makru, the worm should be late. So, why is this Mutter Maker Adin? Because we understand that this is standard operating procedure, this is what the people do. Okay. Now, the Ron quotes a Yerushalmi. You see the Yerushalmi. Dvarim Shebelev, Enam Dvarim. So, if the person made the netter, they said the netter, and they're really, at the same time making the netter, they're thinking that they don't mean it seriously, they just want X they have. So that's Dvarim Shebelev, Enam Dvarim. So it's like they made the netter, but this clarification about the netter that it wasn't serious, they didn't say. So if this would not be normal, this would be considered Dvarim Shebelev, so we would end up with a netter, which is true, and the thought process which that he's not serious would remain just in his heart, which would not be mevatel to the netter. You would need to be mevatel to the netter. Since this is so common, it's not considered Dvarim Shebelev, as if he is saying this explicitly.
As if he was saying
he's not serious. Correct. Okay, Kosin Rishalmi, Omer Bazira, Hadora Tema, Rishem Amidim, of Mamidim, Srikim Heter Chachim. If they're Mamidim, then you need Heter Chachim. So what does that mean? Pirish. Rishem Mamidim Divrayim, they themselves afterwards are not standing on what they said. Sharmer, Shalom Nodru, Badafka, Lazarus. They agree that their goal over here was just Zirus. Of Mamidim Divrayim, if they themselves would stand on their words, Lorber Shibadavka Nodru, Srichim Hetachokhub. So then, if that's what they themselves said, that no, they were that they're serious about this, so then we don't automatically say it's bottle, and they would have to go through a process of a Torah if they wanted to remove it. Okay. Kosh be'enai. So the Ron, I don't understand. My kamashal and Zira. So Zira in the Yerushalmi says this point. Masnisa need the Ktani Shneim Roitzim. So the Mishnah says that both of them want three dinarim. Here the fellow saying, I don't want three dinarim. I want four. He's being mime and said, I'm serious. I'm not going to go into the sale unless you agree to four. I'm not going to buy it unless you agree to two. So that's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was Shneim Roitzim Gimel Dinarim. The person says he wants three. Now, he agrees to three. So it means, if he agrees to three, that's by definition saying that he wasn't mime and devoted. So what's Zaira adding on the Mishnah? But nearly the Kamash Malon, the Rotsu Mekar Kamar Malon Rotsu Kiddush Aklinim Atarinim Begemora. We'll see in the Gemara what this phrase Shneim Rotsu means. Does it mean that we assume that that's what it was the whole time, or it means that they now compromise on this price? Sugar Sin and Hasim. Furthermore, the Yerushalmi says like this. So we're saying on the case where they're maimed, so then to remove it they would need a hetachok. What about if one was maimed and one wasn't maimed? Okay, so the Yerushalmi says once one's bottle, because by him it's not maimed, so the other one, even though he's maimed, it's bottle. Now what does that mean? Bachi Berusha. Hoyam Moicher Chavetz Lishnai. Shoyam Moicher Chavetz Lishnai. Okay, he's selling this item to two people. Vomer Kainim Shani Pochus Lukha Mina Seller. I'm not going to take less than a seller. So, Zot Yerushalmi, in that scenario, that he two people, and one of them, he's just trying to move along, and one of them, he really does not want to sell it to less than four. Doesn't like the guy. That matter that he made, since he said both people in the same lashon, and one of them he wasn't serious, so the lashon of the netter, it becomes a non true netter, so it's not binding vis-a-vis the one that he wanted to be binding to either. Okay. I want to point out the following thought. The Mishain Ma'amidin, in the case where they're not standing on their position, and we say that their goal was to compromise at three, once the netter is not a netter, so they can agree to 3.5 or to 2.5, it doesn't make a difference. Once the netter is to, even though the reason why it wasn't a netter because the guy was thinking three, that's not binding at the end. Once it's not a netter, it's not a netter. Abishai Hiskimu believe on the Gimel Denorim. So, why don't we say the following? He made this netter, he's not going under four, because in his mind, it's not a netter, because in his mind he was agreeing to three. As if he's saying, you know, if the fellow agrees to three, I don't mean to make a netter. So it sounds like, if the fellow only agrees to 2.5, I do mean to make a netter. No, the Rav should believe. That's the Rav should believe. We know that he's not serious. The number that he's not serious about, we don't know. That's the Rav should believe. He didn't say, tonight. Listen, I'm standing on four, but if you agree to three, I'm not gonna make the netter. He didn't say that. So that's the Rosh Belev. But Umiyu and Amarka Rasharlita Meshekel, look how Rasharlita by Sela. But if he at the end agrees to two, so what did he say? He says that I'm saying this to him as I was you. That's not true. Because Haraya, you agreed to the other person's position at the end. So that means you didn't mean it for zeros. So then it'll be chal. Sheikir mashmos and nedarim enam el lekach to move the person beyond shekel or below sela. But then he brings that there is an opinion which says even in that situation where he ends up at two or four, the netter is not chal. He wanted mizaras, he wasn't successful, but his goal was zeros, so therefore the netter would still be bottled. Talibat Vesefta, the Mechilton. After Dorim Sha'amu Mutarim, even these Midorim, which we said are not Chal, how do we know that it's improper to say them, even though they're going to be bottle? Lo Yachel Devoroi, Lo Yachel Devoroi of Kulin. So that's also making your words not serious. You're taking words which should be a kedusha, and you're making them chulin. So normally that means a person makes a netter, and the netter is binding, and then by transgressing the netter, he's making his words chulin. He made words which were binding, and he's now ignoring them. Over here, at the moment that he says it, he's making it chulin. Even though via Rambam Zal Parakdal Mehilchos Nedor, Rambam brings that the Tosefta. So even these cases that we're saying that the Mishnah is saying that they're not effective, it's still improper to do them. Upon the Dorim Tir Chachamim, so we have these four Nedorim which are not effective. Amal Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal told Rabbi Ami, Amar Talom, Yishmei the Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. You quoted to us the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was a descendant of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So in order to differentiate him from his ancestor, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the Rebbe, they referred to him as Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. He was an Amara. He's an Eretz Yisrael, so he had the name Rebbe, but he's a Amara. So he told Rabbi Ami that you told us the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Mantar Arba Nedarim. Who is the Tana of this did over here of the Mishnah that is Rabbi Yehuda? Dumb Rishon Ratzafim. We said Rabbi Yehuda quoted the name of Ratzafim. That Lordam Ein Echem Mehem Nozer Fishul Nit Naziris Allah Haflo. So in a case where a person would undertake say that this is to be, I'm going to be a Nozer. If he's a Nozer, not a Nozer, and then the fellow walks away, it's not Chal because the person only means making the Bishas. You make the Naziris. It has to be a clear thing. It has to be Haflo. It has to be Muflo. It has to be clear. So the more is suggesting over here. That these type of nedarim, which at the time the person is doing them, there's this underlying clarification, goal, etc. So it's lacking in the haflah. The person not really truly saying everything there is to say about this neder. So it's not that's not called mufla. It's not a clear thing which is being presented. So therefore, it's not kal. Rabbi Amar Filo Tamer Rabbanan Miktani Shneim Rotsu Shneim Rotsu Miktani. So that the lashon over here is it's not the issue over here is not because of it's lacking in haflah. That it doesn't say they eventually agreed. We're saying this is what they want. So there's the answer to the Mishnah. It overrides the problem of the Rosh Hashanah, but it's as if you made it tonight. You made it tonight. You're saying I'm only saying this in order to do accomplish X, etc. So that's what you're trying. That. The Chacham agreed to the concept of someone's called Beliba, you believe Kol Adam, the Worm Shabbalev, Adam the Worm. But someone who's a Beliba, you believe Kol Adam, anybody in these circumstances, this is what they would be doing. That is not needed, we do not require that to be expressed. It's as if you said it. So it doesn't say Shneim Rotzim, which means eventually they agreed. It means Chazal touching up that Shneim Rotzim, this is what they want in the Chachila. So it's as if they made some type of a clarification at the time of the Neder, and that's why the Chacham would agree that Neder is not. Okay, let's hold it here.